views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you truly desire. Now, I want to invite you also to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, make sure you sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I am going to send you lots of free gifts, lots of great surprises, and I've got a lot of new teleclasses coming up. So you'll get firsthand information about that. And not only when you sign up for that newsletter are you going to get all that, but I'm going to start sending you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you to have the life that you only dreamed about. And those techniques and tools that I'm going to send you are the same things that I've done personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, abuse, was given 30 minutes to live, so you'll hear how I got through that, went through divorce, meeting Mr. Right, and having that life I only dreamed about. Well, those secrets are in the video. So sign up for my newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. Whew, we have got such a great show. And before we do that, Christopher, are you there? Have I got you keeping busy right now?
I'm here, but I'm not all there. That's what I always say.
Okay. Well, did you see my email I sent you about my big news of the week? You're saying what news?
Oh,
now,
there's
right?
A lot of big news. You have a lot of big news every week. That's why I can't narrow it down to one.
Well, I am this week featured on the cover of a new magazine that just came out.
Oh, yes. Yes, we talked about that. In fact, that's great.
I know. I'm so excited. So the publisher of the magazine is called Women Empowered, and the publisher sent me an email earlier this week, and she said, for all of our listeners and all our fans, is that she wants to give a free year subscription to anyone who, so what you do is you go to my Facebook fan page, which is Ask Sue London, and you'll see there's a link there, and when you sign up for that, you'll get the free subscription, and you'll see the picture of me with our dogs, Molly and Gus there. So I'm really excited about that, and they did a big spread. I think it's like 3 or 4 pages on me, so really, really exciting. You have to peel me off the ceiling again. And I'm sure our guest is going to tell me to get in the bathtub, too.
Well, did you take your B12 today? Is that what's going on, too?
No, actually, I get it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Pretty bad, huh?
But no, that's a great deal. And I did see that magazine cover. And, of course, you look spectacular, as always. But congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm really excited about that. You know, anytime that, you know, what I went through can help someone else, I love it. I just get so excited that we can share more and empower more people and inspire them to make changes. So speaking about that, what have you been up to this week?
Well, as usual, I've been running around. I got my hair cut today, so I mean, that's new. I actually made time for that, but other than that, it's been a very busy week and middle of March. And we actually, you know what? The big thing around here is not just St. Patrick's Day, but St. Joseph's Day. And we had a man from a local business, Joyce's Everyday Gourmet, come by and bring in Zeppelis. Have you ever heard of Zeppelis?
No.
I know you're going to say Chris, and you're going to point your finger and say, but it's basically it's a cream puff with custard cream filling, and he brought in a bunch for the station today. I'm sorry, Sue.
Oh, and you said like no, thank you, right? Because you're so disappointed. Right?
But Zeppelin's are so good, and it's a tradition.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, all you local people down there, you better call in and you better give Christopher your menus for your healthy restaurants. I think we're losing them again.
I'm
I know
trying.
The last time we said that your one, correct me, we're talking about sushi, right?
Yes.
One of the local owners, a nice restaurant in the area, came in and gave you an order for our menu for their sushi, right? And it was really good too, wasn't it?
Yes, and they say it's healthy. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, my kids are always saying to me to get onto that, but I do like my salads and healthy stuff. But yeah, I'm becoming a fish lover because I found out that was good for my blood type. So that's a big thing for me.
Well, they say fish is good brain food too.
It is. I'm getting so much smarter. It's working. Anyway, on that note, I want to share that I'm actually this Saturday coming on March the 16th going to be on another radio show as a guest, though, this time. I'm going to be on the Lisa Live radio show, and that's happening this Saturday, March the 10th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So if any of you want to connect with that, you go online to lisalive.ca. And call in and say hi and share your story. The number that for the show to call in is 877-610-CKTB. So that number is just for to call and talk to me on Saturday. And we're going to be talking about how healing comes in many forms. And we're going to talk about how my animals helped me and lots of good stuff. So anybody who listens to our show, please tune in for more inspiration. Now, Christopher, I love our guest today.
I love her, too.
She's awesome, isn't she?
Well, I like playing her music. I mean, her music is just like it does something to you. It actually enters your soul, and I love it.
It does, doesn't it? I know. Folks, our guest today, by the way, is Bonnie Christina Ross. And if you listen to the music, like my theme music, when you hear my intros and outros and commercials and all that, our guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, and her husband, Daryl, they wrote, they produced, and they you hear, that's them. That's their voices. And they've got a new song out. She'll tell us. It's quite new. And when she sent me the file for that, both my husband, Ross, and I were listening to it, and it just gave us chills. It was just so powerful. So what we're going to do, I understand, right, Christopher, is we're going to play Bonnie's songs in lieu of playing commercials today. Right?
That's right. We have it all queued up and ready to go.
Perfect. Well, folks, you're in such a treat today. And also, you can call in today because Bonnie is a psychic medium. And let me tell you, it's kind of a joke between her husband, Ross, and I that, you know, anytime, like if I've been up all night, if Ross has been snoring or, you know, I'm not looking after myself or something, I always will know the phone is going to ring early the next morning and it's Bonnie and I'm getting my butt kicked, but it's in a loving way. But, you know, how you have friends that always connect with you, that's Bonnie. And so if you really want to have such an amazing experience today, I want to encourage you to phone in because today you can have a psychic medium reading with this amazing, amazing girl. And she is always accurate in her readings. I can tell you that firsthand. So don't miss this opportunity. Christopher, what number do you want them to call in?
They can call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. So let's get some callers calling in now. And also, I'm going to keep you busy today, okay, Christopher? Because also, let's give a book away. It's, you know, St. Patrick's Day. I've got
and the
Irish
phone,
in me.
The phone is ringing as we speak.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well,
already.
Okay, well, you go and answer the phone. And what I want to say is the first caller who calls in and says, I'd like to win a copy of Sue London's book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, is going to win the book. So that number is 1-800-930-2819. And that is the story of me overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, abuse, being given just 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, going through divorce, and soaring above it all, and meeting Mr. Wright, and having the life that I've only dreamed about years ago. So that is Sorb Abdul, Overcoming Adversities in Life, and 1-800-930-2819. Now, our guest today, we've already got callers calling in. This is awesome for a reading. Our guest today is Bonnie Christina Ross. She is an amazing girl. She is incredible. She is a dear friend and a real gift in my life and many around us. To learn about Bonnie, go to her website, BonnieRoss.com, and we're going to talk about a CD she's got, readings you can have, call like in advance, email her, book it, and schedule a full reading. We're going to talk about it all today, folks. So BonnieRoss.com. Check her out. So without any further delay, let's get Bonnie on the show and let's start taking these calls, shall we? So Bonnie, my friend, welcome to the show again.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
Good. Are you going to tell me to get in the bathtub again?
Maybe.
Okay.
We just started, so you never know what's going to come out.
Folks, I'm saying this because this is the message this girl always tells me because I'm always on the ceiling. So that's good. She's not telling me to get there yet. This is awesome. So, Bonnie, we've got Patrick on the phone. Should we bring him on and then you do a reading with him to start off?
Certainly, I can do that, yes.
Perfect. Well, Christopher, let's bring Patrick on.
Okay, Patrick, you're on.
Okay,
hello.
Hi.
Hi, Patrick. You'd like to have a reading with Bonnie? So, Bonnie, what did you, you want?
Is it Bonnie, Christina, and Sue?
It is. That's right. Now, Bonnie, how do you want him to ask you a specific question, or how do you want to work this? I should have asked her that before we brought Patrick on.
Well, really all I need to know from you, Patrick, is your birthday, if I can, please.
January the 10th.
January 10th. And the year?
1957.
All righty. Good. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and I'm just going to take a minute to get into your energy here.
Sure. I'm excited to find out what your thoughts are.
Yeah. Well, I do see an amazing light around you. You have a ton of potential, and you've been totally underappreciated. And it's time now to toot your own horn here and get out and really stand in your power. And this is a year for you to grab onto some really different ways of bringing in income, but ways that are going to make you feel more appreciated and more balanced and grounded. So there are a couple of things going on here. I see two things with one institution here, two separate either roles that you're going to be interviewing for, or yeah, it feels like they're looking, there's one role, but they're also talking about a possible second role. And so are you in the interviewing process now?
I am. Yeah, actually.
Okay. So
had one interview at this stage.
Okay. One. And so there's a second one coming. And, my sense is that, you have choices that are coming in here. There's a bit of a lull here. There's an interview coming up, and then I don't know why they're kind of taking their time, but it feels like a bit of a wait. And then you get another job opportunity, and then it's like, oh my, what am I going to do now? So it's a good problem to have in terms of looking at options, right? And
right.
So I see.
So you do see a change in the future for me.
I do see a change in jobs for sure. I think this present situation that you're in now is finished by the end of spring in here, and so you let it go, but don't let it go yet. There's some things to sort of wait and be patient about as this process goes on in the interviews that that you're involved in. So. Being looked at very, very carefully and in a positive light for this job. It's just, I'm wondering how they're going to send you about. Are you applying for something that involves driving?
Yes, there probably will be, like 50% of the job will be travel.
Yeah, so. Right. And so just taking a close look at the travel aspect of this this part, and be really clear about what you're signing and what it is, right, and where they're going to send you. But it's definitely an opportunity for you that brings you a lighter road ahead and just within your own emotional, within confidence, you're coming back to the old Patrick that really did stand in power. It feels like now your aura is just a little bit shaky, in that it feels like a lot of critical energy around you, and it really is not about you at all. So you need to take your power back around whoever the critical voice is that has been sort of making you feel less than grounded, because this has nothing to do with your skills and who you are. And so just breathe in that.
Well, that would probably be my boss.
Right. Yeah, I feel like there's more recognition coming in and people seeing you for who you truly are. And it's an interesting challenge that you're in now with, you know, having to really sort of bite your tongue, and there's sort of a block, you know, that expression, I have to just shut up and do it for now, if that makes
sense. Grin and bear.
Yeah, it's hard to do, right? But important,
right,
for you to do that just for a little while longer. But don't be surprised if you are sitting with two options of two different companies asking you around the same time to choose.
Oh boy. Well, that's a good thing,
isn't it, Patrick?
Yeah.
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 It's sometimes hard to choose, but yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Bonnie,
okay, well, I appreciate your reading.
Oh, well, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Patrick, for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, I can tell you that, you know, you've just seen a sample of how Bonnie works. Now, I want to encourage you all to phone in, because you can experience the same reading or get your messages you're looking for if you call into 1-800-930-2819. Now, Christopher, I think we've got somebody on the hold again. Do you want to take that call or go to that quick commercial break, or what do you want to do?
Well, you know what? Why don't we do this? I'm just going to get that call on the radio right now. Just pad her through.
Okay, so we're bringing Dina from Massachusetts on?
Yes, hopefully. You know what? Why don't we go to the song first? That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, well, Bonnie, this is your new song. Let me have you share a little bit about it, and then we'll play the song, and then when we come back, we'll bring that first caller on. Does that sound good?
Great.
So
well,
tell
thank you.
The
I really appreciate you playing the music. It is I've shared maybe in past shows that you've had me on, Sue, that this music comes through both my husband and I in a more channeled way, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
it does.
So we sort of wake up with melodies, and we run down to the studio and you know, I may come in with like a melody or a line, like a lyric that just won't leave me. And so this is how it went for this song called Breathe In. And it really is about breathing in love and harmony and oneness and peace. And it came in as we were really shifting into this bigger sort of into the 2013 and into this new level of consciousness. So it really, I believe, symbolizes the need for us all to really take a deep breath in and focus on the higher vibration of taking in love and peace and harmony. It's a pretty simple message.
And it is a very powerful song, too. Like I mentioned, my husband Ross and I listened to it, and we just had tingling going through our bodies, and I got teary-eyed listening to it. Very powerful. So, folks, you're going to hear, like, not only the reading today, but Bonnie's music is all very healing. So let's take the break. The name of the song is Breathe In, right, Bonnie?
Yes.
right? Okay, so folks, we're going to play the song Breathe In now, and then when we come back, Bonnie will do a lot more reading. So sit back, enjoy the song, close your eyes, just take it in, and then we come back, we'll do some more readings. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I not tell you folks that that would be an amazing song? Reason. What an incredible song. Bonnie, I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you.
Do you hear how more relaxed I am too? Here,
I
how calm are you? See,
yeah.
Folks, like Bonnie has this like reaction on me. Like I just have to hear her voice, but when I hear her music, it's like I just like calm down, peel me off the ceiling. So maybe Christopher, you need to be playing this song before we get on the live shows every week.
Yeah, it made me feel great.
Yeah, it doesn't. Don't you feel calmer now too?
Yes, I do.
Incredible. Okay, Bonnie, are you ready to do another reading?
I am, Sue.
Okay, well, here's one that came through the chat line. I know we've got lots of callers on here. This chat one has been waiting a while, too, guys. This is for Michelle, and her birthday is September 24th, 1972.
Right.
And her question is, what, if any, significant changes will happen in my job and business this year? Will my goals be met?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Michelle, wow. It feels like Michelle's energy is that of a high achiever and a real go-getting energy. And I feel like she has been working really hard and is being seen in a positive light. And yet she's waiting on something that she really deserves. And my sense is that she's not getting paid what she's worth here, and it's time to kind of step it up a little bit more and be more straightforward in asking, simply asking for more money. So I believe that they will give her more, and she just hasn't, she's got very nice energy about her, so she's not necessarily asking for more. But the other piece that's coming around in the fall is an addition to her job, right? And so she's looking for a new role, and yet they're going to keep her in that one but give her more responsibilities in a sort of second piece of a role. And so it's good news as long as she asks for what she deserves here, because
okay.
They get a lot out of her. I see a lot of beautiful, just really authentic person here. Someone who works and is very loyal, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes we have really, our energy can be a little bit too nice. So the word I'm looking for is to be more assertive
okay.
in what she's asking for. Yes.
Now, is this the job that she's in right now? It's like a full-time job?
This is the job she's in right now. That
okay.
she needs to ask for more, and that they're going to add something to it. They're going
okay.
to expand on her responsibilities.
Okay, okay. And so the other question she has is, will my goals be met?
I believe so. Michelle, you're in charge of your destiny, right? So you need to not get sidetracked here by drama in the family. And there's a lot of stuff that pulls you away from your potential here and off because it's hard for you to say no. And there is a goal here around school and some studies that need to be kept up with. And you need to just make your priorities clear here and not get sidetracked by drama in the family.
Perfect. Well, that's good. Well, thank you, Michelle, for asking that question. You ready to take a phone caller now?
Sure.
Okay. Christopher, do we have Dina?
Yes, we do. You're on the air, Dina.
Hi, Dina. Welcome to Get Outside Radio.
Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, first of all, what Bonnie needs is your birthday, and what would you like Bonnie to look into for you? What's your question?
January 22nd, 1972. That's
okay.
my birthday.
Okay.
And I would really like to know about my current situation in marriage. I have been married for 17 years.
Right.
And now I feel like things are falling apart. I feel
okay.
like we two are not connected at any level.
Oh, you know, this is it is a difficult spot to be in. When is your husband's birthday, please?
June 29, 1971.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as I feel like he is he's off in a bit of a a self-absorbed bubble, if that makes sense. He doesn't seem to be understanding your needs or issues at all, and he doesn't understand that you've already talked to him about not being happy about the relationship, and he doesn't really want to get into it or talk about it. Does that make sense?
Definitely, yes. Perfectly makes sense, yep.
And so he says, you know, I don't see anything wrong with this. It's your problem, right?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. And so this is what I get from him is that he is in a bit of a depression here, this is a situational depression, and he's a guy who doesn't really like a lot of change, and he's sitting with some disappointment of his own here, and maybe a bit of grief. Is he grieving the loss of someone here?
That doesn't make sense. We haven't lost anybody.
Okay.
He lost a dog. He lost dog in past year.
In the past year. So grief sits sits in many forms, right? And so that's a piece of things that have changed him up. He's lost his energy. He's not the same anymore. It's certainly not all of it. And so you've been talking to him about this, and the truth is, it's this sort of downhill slide in the relationship is a couple of years now. It's felt like it's sort of slipping back. Does that make sense?
Do you think it's going to come back, or I'm done here? I don't know. I'm just confused. I don't find the right answer. I don't find the yes or no. I get every day I feel confused.
Yes. And so it's time for you to, because he's not really wanting to talk about it, it's time for you to get to talk to someone else about it. So I don't see him sitting in therapy to work this out on, like, in marriage counseling, right? And so this is where you... No, he won't do it, right? He's really stuck in his old ways, right? And he's really not going to leave either. So it's up to you to explore your feelings around it and then take inventory of this relationship. And you start by getting into therapy, and you start talking about your feelings, because he's not coming along to work things out on any kind of formal level. And my sense is that you will become clearer with help, and that you can, by the end of this year, have a very clear indication of where you're at with it. And I think there's big fear in stepping out of this relationship. You have some reservations of your own that keep you sort of stuck in this. Does that make sense?
Right. I feel like he don't understand me, and just to live without him understanding me wouldn't be good for anyone, because I feel like it's something I should help him to at least get that point and then decide. But it looks like he's not coming up to that point even.
Yeah, he's very closed. And so this is what happens sometimes in relationships, right? The woman often goes off to get therapy, and the woman also starts to realize that, things can be a lot better as you start to improve on your own emotional health and you start getting on with your life. You want to tolerate him less and less. And so by the end of this year, you could be in a stronger place emotionally to call it what it is. And it right now you're in an emotional divorce, right? You're divorced you still live in the same house, but it's just sad. And I feel like he makes you feel small and kind of takes your power. Does that make sense?
Right. I try everything I could, but now I give up. I lost my faith and patience, everything.
Yes, I hear you. So it's time to take your power back, find a good therapist, and invest in yourself. And by the end of this year, you could be in a very empowered place to say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this.
Okay.
I'm worth more than this. And he's not changing. I feel very rigid energy about him. I feel sad about that. I feel sad that he is not willing to take a look at his part in this, because it takes two, right? Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to wish you, Deanna, I wish you all the best, but I want to give you a thread of hope here. And I know you've been with this man for a long time, but you're a beautiful woman and you deserve so much more. And I see down the road in the number 3, 3 years from now, a man that has his eye on you, and he's a very healthy man that would give you what your heart is missing. And so I know that's way off, and I don't want you to obsess about it. There's one thing at a time, but I want to give you that thread of hope.
Bonnie, can I add something in here? Bonnie, does it not sound like Dina's story sounds so much like my past, does it not?
It has glimmers of yes, of your story, for sure.
Yeah. Dina, what I want you to do is when you get off the call, give your mailing address to our producer, Christopher, and he's going to mail you out a copy of My Life Story, because exactly what you're going through is exactly where I was years ago, and I know that book's going to give you some hope, okay? So if something happens, Christopher, do you want her to call you back? I know you're
going
to call my life.
Yes, that would be wonderful. If she could call me back, that would be great.
Does that sound good, Dina?
Okay, great. I will do that.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Dina. I appreciate that. And trust me, it will be all great for you. This is like always, you know, that blessing in disguise. That's how I say it.
Thank you, Lee.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Great. Okay. Now, Christopher, do we have someone on the phone line now?
Yes, we do. We have Kathy from Westerly on the phone.
Hi, Kathy from Westerly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Bonnie, you want Kathy's birthday and her question, right?
7/18/1958.
I got the 58. What was the first part, Kathy?
7/18/1958. Yeah?
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay, and your question is?
I have no question.
Okay, so
you
want me to...
tell me. I'm open.
Ah, beautiful. All right. So I'm going to look into your energy and just get, I'm picking up on this yellow energy around you, this hopeful, aura of yellow, which is all about, being in a place of confidence and new learning. And so this is a year for you to, really go in and think about what you want to learn. And my sense is there's two things, a little course on the side, which is more of a hobby, but you need to get your hands busy and create some new things. Are you painting?
No. I'm open to a lot of things, but I have to tell you, I sneezed 15 times while I was waiting on the line. I don't know
goodness.
If that means anything.
Oh,
but.
She's clearing, Bonnie.
Yeah, it's an interesting sneeze, you know, when we sneeze to actually move our
I've
vibration.
I've never sneezed that many times before.
Yes, interesting. Well, you're sneezing to raise your vibration, right? You see sometimes mediums will actually yawn or sneeze before they move into another level of consciousness. And so this is an interesting cue for you to try some new things this year. This yellow energy is very open to exploring the intuitive arts and the arts in general. And lots of new books crossing your path here that people are going to give you in regards to connecting with spirit, right? This butterfly that lands on your shoulder, do you understand the butterflies around you a lot?
No, probably not as much as you know.
Okay, well, in spirit, they're all around you, and they do represent transformation. And so for you to think
I'm
about...
I'm ready.
Yes, you are. And so that's why you come in with this beautiful yellow, I'm ready to step to the next level of awareness. And so as you take a look at the spring and summer to come, you will see butterflies in unusual numbers around you and close to you. And they signify a reminder to be on this path, to be reading about spirit connection, to be in nature as much as possible, to have your hands in the dirt. Do you have a garden?
Well, I've always wanted one, but I never thought that would be my path.
Yes, well, that's part of your path that you need to explore, right? Again, when you get in the garden and start nurturing with nature, it opens you to your higher self, and you get to hear what your path is supposed to be. Have you worked with children or elderly before?
Persons with disabilities for 20 years.
Yes, because I see that you have this humanitarian energy about you.
Yes.
And of course, it can be draining, and so there's a new approach to
absolutely. You're right on.
Right. So you're being called to work again with people, and it could be in a more voluntary way, just to nurture your soul. But you have a beautiful energy that you've touched many people in your life, and you need to. I say thanks to you for doing an incredibly sometimes difficult job, but you're coming back in with some new voluntary roles as well. And are you looking for a piece of a job now? Is that part of it?
Absolutely.
Because this is a piece
but
of a
I
job.
I thought it would be different from what I've done for 20-some years.
I know. It's hard to get that energy
I thought
away.
I've done... Uh-huh. Well, only because I gave all that energy away. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to, like, balance...
I hear you.
I gave a lot of energy away. I'm sorry.
All right. So listen to about this statement about giving energy, okay?
Okay.
We can always bring it back in, and that's why you need to be in your garden. And I understand burnout well, working with special needs families and children. You're burnt out, but you need to replenish your energy and look at coming back around in a new light. It's not as heavy, but with people again, a little piece of a job. And also you have this opportunity possibly to work with young kids, right? That's the other piece. I don't know if you're going to take care of someone's kids for a period, but there's a little bit of money over on the other side of that too. Okay, so you need to replenish your energy and know that you can look at it in a new light, this role of caregiving, okay?
For children specifically?
You can, yes. There's children calling you now as well to take a look at possibly taking care of someone's children, right? And there's a big dog jumping around too. Do you have a big dog?
I have a medium dog.
Okay, so he wants to go out more. He needs to be out more walking.
Yes, he does.
And so you need to take him, he says, and you could be walking someone else's dog for some cash as well. So think about that.
Okay.
Okay. And so as you get out moving more, you're going to start to feel better. But there's a new light around you. You're ready for new opportunities. And so taking in someone's child
so
and someone,
where is my focus?
Someone's dog.
Dogs or children?
Dogs and children. So there's a child to be cared for and a dog to be walked beyond your own. And this can bring you in cash on the side, and it can build for you if you'd like. You're in charge of your destiny.
Always. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. Now, Kathy, stay on the phone with our producer. He's got a little gift for you, okay? So it'll be off the air. You'll be talking to
Actually,
well,
I've already gotten Kathy's information, so we're gonna send her
okay.
a prize.
This is always
perfect.
All right.
Okay. Gosh, we are so almost running out of time here. We've got a few people still on the phone lines, and we've got three people on the chat line here. So, anyone else other than if you're already in the queue, we're not gonna be able to take any more after who's on here now. So I just want to say, if you want to book a session with Bonnie, go to BonnieRoss.com. You guys, trust me, she is incredible. Her readings are so accurate, and they're really going to help you with your health. So, Bonnie, we're going to have to make our readings a little shorter. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right, guys, you're all thinking, how come I have to wait? You know, Lisa, we've got Lisa here, and this is like from the chat line. Her birthday is August the 7th, 1965.
Right.
And she says, what do you want me to know?
All right. Okay, Lisa. Lisa, yes. I see Lisa in beautiful blue. So what she needs to know, the blue around her is about expression of creative through singing.
Okay.
And possibly teaching in here. So she's got a powerful voice that needs to come out and think about where she's going as she motivates many with her words. There's writing here, writing as well, certainly for therapeutic purposes. And she might be fiddling about with some flirting with a book down the road. So thinking about her motivational speaking and teaching role and to get out there.
Perfect. Yes. Well, that was like, Lisa, you've got some homework there, my friend. great. Okay. I apologize, guys. These are shorter messages now, but we want to give everybody at least a chance here to have some guidance from Bonnie. But again, I'm mentioning, I really encourage you all to go to BonnieRoss.com and book a full reading with her because she is phenomenal, phenomenal. I can't brag enough about you, Bonnie, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Christopher, Kate from Toronto, do you want to bring her on the show now?
You're on, Kate. Go ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Sue. Hi.
How
are you? Good. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, now, Kate. How are you?
Go ahead, Bonnie. I'll let you take it from there. How's that?
I'm only going to say two things because I know you're rushed. So Bonnie, money and babies.
Money, babies. Wow. Okay, and your
two different
birthday?
Things, not money with babies or making money from babies, but money.
This is a family show, Kate. Did I mention that?
I'm not selling the babies. I just want to know if you see any babies coming into our family in the near future, and where am I specifically with money?
Okay, so your birthday is?
March 26th, 1959. Mm-hmm. I'm as old as rocks. So I'm not having the babies.
No. that wouldn't be good. No.
Well, it would be the second coming of Christ.
Yes. You should be on the stage making money as a stand-up comedian. I'm kidding. You are funny, though, and your sense of humor will take you a long way and has already. I do see a baby coming in. This is a couple who they've been trying, right? They've been trying, and there is a baby coming in, sort of baby announcements by the end of this year. So to be patient around the baby in waiting. The baby's in spirit waiting to come, no question. Okay.
Okay.
And we have money for you, right? You have entrepreneurial spirit, and do you have your own business?
I do.
Yes, beautiful. Because it's lovely that you have a new iron that's coming into the fire, right? It's important to be diverse. And I feel like you're doing two things within the business, two separate arms of the business. And there's a third piece coming in. And so does that make sense for you?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good. Mm-hmm. And so you're taking
a course now? So am I on the right road?
Yes.
Sorry, am I on the right road?
Takes patience. Yes, you need to take patience. You're on the right road, but the third arm is, I see that you are needing to get people in groups and to do more work with groups. Are you working with groups?
I haven't started yet, no.
Because this
something
is coming in. Yes,
okay.
And so one step at a time, but you are a teacher and you have beautiful spiritual knowledge to share and the groups are coming. You just need to set your course date and put it out there and then you will hustle. You've been putting it off because you're standing in a bit of fear around it, but don't. It's time to get on
Thank
with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Kate, for calling in.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, you're doing great, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Keeping you really busy. Wonderful keeping our producer busy. Christopher, are you there? Can we bring another caller on?
We most certainly can.
Okay, and this is Jackie from Washington State, is it?
Jackie,
yes,
you're on.
Washington State.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, well,
hi. Welcome to the show. Now, do you want to give Bonnie your birthday and your question?
Yeah, my birthday is 1/31/90. And my question is just kind of for like a general future thing. There's a lot of stuff going on and I just was kind of seeing where you see my future going.
Right. Okay. Well, you have a lot of potential here and I think you might be a little bit confused because you're good at many things and you've been sort of confused about two options. You're going, should I do this? No, I better do that. And did you change course in school in the middle somehow?
Kind of. It's been kind of progressing for the same general study, but yeah.
Yes, because you're still learning. You're young and you're still trying to figure out. So you need to listen to that higher part of yourself that's calling you. And I think this kind of shift here, are you wanting to teach? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm actually in dental hygiene school right now.
Okay, good, good. And so, yep. Okay. And so I do see this as a great path for you. I just see that you get bored easily, right? You get bored easily?
Kind of, yeah. Some things, but I'm really wanting to travel with this and hopefully move to a different country and be a hygienist. So.
Yeah, that's what it is, because I do see you're sort of antsy here and travel with this. Interesting. Are you looking at, are you moving towards the mountains or there's moving into the toward? Does that make sense that you want to travel that way?
Into the mountains?
Yes.
I don't know. I was just thinking more of like, yeah, somewhere in Europe, somewhere. I just don't know.
Okay. Well, one step at a time, all right? Finish your schooling, and there is a big travel bug, and that's good for you. That I believe you can take this skill into different parts of the world and see. This is not the year to move. It will be next year. This is a year to get really solid with your skills, right? Will you be finished everything this year?
Nope, I will be finished next year.
Right, so because next year is when the bigger transitions are coming around for you. I do see travel to Europe, right? And you need to go there with a plan, right? Because I believe that you have this sort of free spirit about you, and some of that is great. But the other part needs to plan and get information about where you're going. But you can settle and do some work for a couple years, but you move around, and it is this six-year cycle of moving a couple of times, which is okay for you. Does that make sense, that
okay.
It's okay for you to kind of be up and uprooted and over here and then over here?
Yeah, definitely. And I just wasn't sure if it was going to be with my boyfriend that I'm currently with now, or if it's just going to be with someone by myself or totally different.
Right. I would not, I wouldn't really get too excited about with the boy, because I see him having another opportunity that takes him in another direction. I hate to throw that into the thing. I don't want you to be anxious about it. I think he's a nice guy,
oh, no.
But there's energy that calls you in a different direction from him.
Bonnie,
okay?
I hate to cut you guys off, but we're almost
sure.
Out of time for the
okay.
show.
All right. Thanks,
perfect.
Jackie,
I hope that's helped you. To have a longer reading
definitely.
With Bonnie, check out BonnieRoss.com, and she's got lots of great information there. I also want to mention to everybody that Bonnie also has an amazing CD that is really fantastic for opening you up, clearing you, and really helping you to mellow out and everything. Check all of that out at her website, BonnieRoss.com. Now, Bonnie, there's been someone here on the chat line. Can you just give a quick answer?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a kind of like 2 minutes away from the show.
Sure.
It's for Glenda from California. Her
right.
birthday is November the 5th, 1953. And
right.
if you can just say yes or no, should they make the change?
I'm getting a big green light. Yes.
There you go. And will our planned move be a benevolent change? Benevolent change.
It's a well needed change, and yes, and she's in charge of her destiny in making this a positive move. Yes, it is.
Perfect. Well, Glenda, you go pack your bags, girl. Bonnie, we are out of time. I love you so much, my friend. You are so special. We have got so much more. We will bring you back. Anyone who's listening and didn't get a chance to, ask their questions, we will bring Bonnie back. Always, she always has that welcome door here. Again, Bonnie, thank you. Your website, BonnieRoss.com.
Oh, thank you, Sue. You're amazing. You're the earth angel that helps me to help people as well, and I'm just so honored to be on your show again. Thanks.
Well, great, and I will talk with you later, and we'll get you in again, okay?
Thank you so much.
Folks, I want to thank my guests today, Bonnie, Christine, Ross, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we've got Gloria Messenger with us, and we're going to be talking about signs from our angels, so you want to check that out. Now, on behalf of my guests, Bonnie, Christina, Ross, and myself, Sue London, and our wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, who we've kept really busy tonight, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you the same time next week. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.